Which brings us now to the sixth factor of building your practice muscle. Balance. You must balance rest and work. The final aspect of developing your practice muscle is to do different things on alternate days and relax, thereby letting the work you did take hold and develop. Let your practice grow. Did you hear that? Let your practice grow. And don't try to force your practice to expand. Have what is called relaxed productivity. For example, you know not to train your biceps every day. If you do, you will overtrain them and they will not develop. Actually, you'll get the opposite results you desire because you end up tearing them down. Likewise, if you are always pushing and pushing and pushing and trying to build your practice and promote yourself, you know what? You're actually going to tear down your practice, burn yourself out, and end up repelling people. Oh, come on, be honest with me. You're thinking of someone right now who's like this. Perform these practice-building movements in this program as intensely as you can. And then, afterwards, relax and give what you did time to respond. This is in sports often. They'll say someone is in a slump and they see the person trying harder, trying harder, trying harder. And the point is, they said, they should actually just relax with it. If it's a pressure situation, don't try harder. Stay relaxed during so-called pressure situations, like a World Series or whatever, and you'll tend to do better. Same with you, doctors. Work hard and then relax. Let your biceps grow. You know, your muscles develop on your rest days. You become stronger not while you're lifting weights, but as you recuperate. Your practice will grow after you do these things. You got to do the thing. And then when you're just chilling out, when you're just relaxing, not thinking about it, I promise you, your practice will grow. Plant the seeds and don't keep digging them up to look at them. Do these things and then just chill. Which brings us to the word recreate. The word recreate is actually from the root recreate. And it means to recreate yourself. And you need to find your individual rhythm to balance work and rest. Off the subject a little bit, doctors, I think this is what we do for our patients. We help them to find their rhythm and they heal. Or like I alluded to earlier, they seem to get luckier when they keep their appointments with us, which makes sense. We put them in alignment, we help them to find their rhythm, they heal, and their life flows much better. All right, so let's talk about your individual rhythm between balancing work and rest. For example, in the beginning, you're only going to take off one day a week, but make sure you do no work that day and truly rest. Then, when you have the practice humming every 2 months, give yourself, a four-day weekend. Then after, let's say, 5 years, and that practice is really humming, it's got its muscle memory, as we talked about, take a week off every 3 months. Or whatever works for you, find your rhythm. You don't want to work yourself into an early grave. Here's one. I actually heard of a dentist who would work 7 days a week for 6 months and then take 6 months off. I didn't know him personally, but I don't know, I heard he had a pretty kick in practice. The point is, the essential aspect is that you balance work and rest and let the seeds you planted flourish. And you do this by learning to leave them alone. Now, you also must find balance within each individual day. To help you develop your daily rhythm, keep this mantra in mind. It'll do wonders. Ready? Every day, make sure you think, do, review, relax. So what do I mean by think? Well, start off your day and think about what you want to accomplish in this life, this year, this month, this week, this day. Now, I don't mean do this every single morning. Maybe once a month. Think about what is your life goal, your obituary, like we talked about earlier. But at least get down and think about what you want to do. There's a beautiful story, which I'll paraphrase, many, many, many years ago. an expert was brought into a company to increase productivity. He walked around the factory and he wrote them just a simple list. He said, have every worker write down the 6 things they need to accomplish every day. And the guy said, this is it? You're this great expert? And he said, yeah, pay me what you think it's worth in 2 months. I believe they sent him something like a $10,000 check. And we're talking about, as I heard the story, this was in like the 50s or 60s. He had them just write down the 6 things they need to do. Doctors, I think it's great too. In the beginning of your week, I find it's better to write down the 6 things that you want to accomplish for the week. And then with each day, you can jot down the 6 subsets of that you want to do. And, you know, that includes, you know, meditating, prayer, spending time with people, going to the bank. You know, write down the 6 things you need to do every day. I'll tell you, you might laugh at this too, but check out your results in 2 months. Now, after you think, stop thinking. It's time to do. I'm sorry I'm going to say this. Yes, it's time to just do it. You don't want to be thinking while you're in action. Again, I love sports as a metaphor for what we do, because I think healing is, you know, a sporting activity in a way. You're trying to accomplish something fantastic that takes skill, faith, training, endurance. And what you need to do is not like the athlete. You can see when an athlete is thinking too much, whether at the foul line or at the plate. You want to think. You want to practice hard. Practice is the time for great thought. By the time you're in the office and you're going to treat somebody or give an adjustment or do muscle work, it should be such a part of you. You're not thinking about it then and there. I'm not saying you're a zombie, but it's part of your subconscious at that point. And if it's not a part of subconscious, doctors, you're not practicing hard enough. And you're not doing the thinking when you should. So stop thinking, get down to it. Whether I'm talking about promoting your practice and you're giving a talk at a Toastmasters group, we'll talk about these in future modules, or you're treating a patient, you should be relaxed. You should have relaxed productivity because you've done the work, the reading, listening to audios, listening to DVD, watching DVDs. So anyway, think, then do. Stop thinking, get out there and do it. No more thinking. Otherwise, you develop what the late great tennis player Arthur Ashe said. He said he saw many great tennis players who could have done fabulous, but when it came time to just hit the ball, they developed paralysis from overanalysis. Same with you, doctors. Don't develop paralysis from overanalysis. Just get out there and do it. Now, if you've worked hard, you put in your day. I have a joke with the doorman in my office. I tell him I only work half a day. What I do with the other 12 hours of my day is my own business. So, you know, us healers tend to put in long days. When you're done, review your day, whether you're in the car, maybe you're on a train or however you get home. Review your day. How did you do? You know, what did you do great? What could have done better? And what should you never do again? All right, review it. Then when you're done reviewing it, let it go. Put it all out of your head. Relax. All right? Just get it out of your head and know that you made people's lives better today. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your friends now. And enjoy your family. And just put it all out and you'll start tomorrow again on the road to your dreams. And I'll leave you with this section with this saying that I love. Start each day as if it is your last. End each day as if it is your first.